Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance and ask for his blessing this evening. Most glorious and gracious God, long-suffering, forbearing, patient, thou hast upholden us even until this very moment, Lord, that it may yet become a wonder unto us, that we have not been swept away by the bosom of destruction. Thy word testifies unto us. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. And Lord, if our eye is opened unto it, then we must surely affirm that it is true. For we can hear the birds singing to the praise of their Maker, and every flower and every blade of grass testifies that thou art great and that thou art glorious. But what have we done over against it, Lord? We have not honored thee. We have not glorified thee. We sought to lift up ourselves and sit upon the throne. And Lord, we have then broken that covenant of works. And whereas we wanted to proclaim our own glory and not thy glory, we have grievously sinned against thee. We have brought ruin and misery into this world, and the whole world now groaneth even under that curse. Ah, Lord, then it would be no wonder if thou wouldest indeed sweep us away. But yet thou hast left us in the land of the living. Thou givest still a time of tranquility. The day of grace for us is not yet ended. The means of grace are supplied, and a day of salvation is given, especially on this Sabbath day. O Lord, how should it humble us and break our hearts? But unless thy Spirit comes and humbles that heart and breaks the spirit, our Lord, and we continue in the hardening of our heart. But now we ask thee in this evening hour, may it please thee, O God, to come for the first time or by renewal. Wilt thou then make a difference whereof ourselves there is no difference? That thou wouldest visit our soul with thy salvation, that we begin to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Realizing we are lost, knowing our sin and knowing our guilt, and not knowing the way to be reconciled unto thee. O Lord, we bring before thee the entire congregation. How many elderly are there in our midst who have reached the age of the strong, the age of the very strong, and proving thereby that what is more of this is but labor and sorrow. Oh, that it may yet bring us upon our knees, and even if we could not bow our knees here in our body, that the knees of our heart may truly be bowed, and that a cry would be born within our heart. Lord, Son of David, have mercy upon me. Oh, give mercy unto me, O Lord, for I am truly a sinner. Oh, even while it is called today, and the evening is hastening on, give then yet conversion. Lord, what is man by nature of the earth so earthy, carnally minded, and we will not be subject unto thee. But if thou comest to intervene and overtake us, when thou wilt be the strongest in our life, when thou shalt prevail, Lord, oh, then indeed we begin to lose the battle. And then thou wilt have the preeminence in our life. Lord, do it yet. But there are so many who are busy in this world, caring for the family, seeking to uphold everything, or doing their utmost, Lord, and receiving, begging for a blessing also. Whether the fathers or the mothers, in the home or by the way, in the shop or in the field, wherever it may be. But Lord, then still we need a blessing. Oh, then it is labor not for the meat which perisheth, but that inwardly there may be a seeking of thy everlasting kingdom, because all else shall one time pass away. And it shall be so empty if we have nothing, nothing to meet thee, our Maker. Oh, we need that grace and we need that blood. Remember those who are young. Life lies before them as it seems. And yet, Lord, in a moment's time, an accident, a sickness, many causes there can be, and then eternity. Oh, what must it be if such a young flower is then cut off and withers away? There are children, Lord, little children. There are small infants at the mother's breast, and all with a soul for eternity. Our Lord, remember then also those mothers with those little children. It is a privilege that they are born, and how dependent they are upon that mother and the milk. But Lord, oh, that greater dependence to pray for such little ones, that thou wouldest take them for thy account. Remember what is unborn, and help those, Lord, that are still expecting. Wilt thou give strength and prayer, and gladden at thy time also. Lord, there are so many needs and so many cares. We bring the school before thee with all the needs and all the wants. Thou knowest them better than we do know them. But Lord, give yet and strengthen both students and teachers, the school board, the drivers, and everything, everyone that is involved. And wilt thou also supply for the unknown future? Give courage and strength, Lord. Be with our nation in the midst of all the turmoil, in the midst of all the departures from thee, O gracious God, that we may hear of war and rumors of war, of pestilence and famines, and other calamities, and yet a measure of peace is given. But how long can it be ere thou shalt let the judgments come? For we deserve them, Lord. We invoke them with our continual departures, transgressing all thy commandments. Lord, look upon us then. Bless thy word then in these declining days. Grant thy truly called servants what they need, and increase that number in thy favor. Be with the students and instruct them. Wilt thou give yet in due time that they may take the gospel trumpet and begin to blow? Let it then not give an uncertain sound. Lord, look upon us in all the circumstances, And now in this evening, we have thy word before us. Oh, that now thy Spirit will guide us into all truth. And thou knowest what we must speak about, O God, who art a God of the oath and of the covenant. Lord, who would then dare to open his mouth? For thou alone hast sworn in truth and righteousness. And we can only ruin it. We can only be guilty in it. We have only reason that our face would be covered with shame. But Lord, may we then lay the congregation and those that listen along before thy countenance. Remember prodigal sons and prodigal daughters. Remember those with weakness, burdens, those with handicaps, those that are bound to their home or otherwise. O Lord, give us then a holy hastening before the time shall come that our end is there. O, therefore we bring once again that mother and grandmother before thy countenance. Lord, visit her with thy salvation. We ask it all for Jesus' sake. Amen.